Greetings. I'm Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Mitch Posner, who's Executive Director of the Community Assistance Network. And Mitch is here today to talk to us about the various things that CAN is doing to help low moderate income folks and the community. So, Mitch, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks a lot for having me.
Well, thank you so much for coming. I know you're busy, and you're busy doing great stuff for the community, so I'm glad to have you on. First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you please tell us a little bit about CAN?
Sure, Bill. CAN is the Community Assistance Network, as you said. We are a community action agency. What does that mean? That means that we were born in the 1960s, the mid-1960s, as part of then Lyndon Johnson, President Johnson's war on poverty. And we are one of 1,100 community action agencies around the country, 17 in Maryland. We are the designated anti-poverty organization to serve low and moderate income people in Baltimore County. So that's basically who we are and where we came from. Today, we fill the needs, as we see them, of low-income residents of the county by providing the management and operation of the three largest homeless shelters in Baltimore County. We also then rapidly rehouse those residents in the shelters into independent living situations and support them with an aftercare program. And then we also have the largest food pantry in the county, and we do the most eviction prevention, food stamp applications, et cetera, of any private nonprofit organization in Baltimore County.
Wow. So you folks really do a lot. How can someone find out more information?
Well, certainly please visit our website, www.canconnects.org. So it's, again, canconnects.org. Or you can call our main office number, 410-285-4674.
Great. Thank you. And I guess your job as executive director is to make sure everything works, right?
Well, I often say I work for everyone else who works for CAN. And what do I mean by that? I mean that my job is to provide the resources that all of the other staff need to do their job to help CAN help more people in more ways in Baltimore County. So I do the fundraising, the political connections, the business community, serve on, you know, various boards and advisory committees, try to keep the morale up and make sure that everybody, like I said, both staff and clients have what they need to be successful in their lives.
Uh-huh. Great. Thank you. Are you from the Baltimore area?
I'm laughing because I love to give this answer. I'm a newcomer to Baltimore. I've only been here 43 years.
I'm in the same spot, Mitch. I've only been here 37 years.
I didn't go to high school. I came here to go to graduate school, and I've been settled in and, you know, had my whole career and raised my family, and had just celebrated my 42nd anniversary with my wife yesterday. So
wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's great. That's quite an achievement, I know. I've been married just over 30, so you got a number of years on me there, at least for that. How has CAN adjusted to the COVID emergency? Has that affected you? I'm sure it's affected you folks in what ways?
Yeah, absolutely. So, the COVID-19 pandemic was a medical crisis, right, a medical emergency, but it also created an economic crisis. And CAN was very much and remains very much on the front lines of fighting the economic impact of the pandemic. So
in
the ways of nurses and doctors and, you know, so forth, you know, help people who were physically sick, our pantry staff and volunteers and our resident assistants, the cooks, et cetera, in our shelters, they were on the front line of helping people who were suffering from, the economic fallout. If you became unemployed, if you couldn't work because you how to stay home and watch your children or parents or et cetera, et cetera. And you lost income and you needed to get eviction prevention assistance. You know, our counselors were here to help process that payment on your behalf. So we never stopped for a minute. We did move, you know, instead of having our clients come into the Fair Food Pantry, we brought everything to the front door and handed it out, you know, outside. The shelters, working with the Baltimore County Health Department, we identified residents who were at risk and moved them into hotels and then had to provide, you know, the support staff and the food and so forth to those homeless residents, guests who are now at hotels for physical safety reasons. So there was a lot of adjustment, but we didn't close for a day. We remained open and operating, you know, from March 1st to today, March 1st, 2020, or whenever, you know, the pandemic officially started. But and I'm very proud of our staff and volunteers for adjusting on the fly. And then throughout the year, you know, as we all experienced, every day was a new twist or turn.
Yeah.
And we went with it. We went with the flow, and we just to give you one indication of the difference. In 2019, we helped 154 families avoid evictions.
Uh-huh.
In 2020, we helped 303.
Wow.
We had about a 30% increase in number of people coming to our food pantry. So there was a tremendous adjustment for us to make.
Yeah. And what that means, of course, is that, resources get stretched and it really takes a community to do that effort. And CAN really is a community effort, isn't it? It's government, it's nonprofits, and it's private people and business.
So, Bill, yeah, absolutely, you're 100% right. And in our case, I think the resource that got stretched the most was our human resources, that are really up to volunteers. And what do I mean? I want the community to know that from my seat, the government and the philanthropic community foundations and individuals did a very nice job of responding in terms of the financial support.
No, that's, you know, good to hear.
Yeah, from the CARES Act that the Congress passed, and, you know, right in whatever it was, April and May, at the beginning of the pandemic, all the way through the American Rescue Plan that was just most recently adopted, there's been funding to help with food security issues and eviction prevention. And so we've had the money to so far, you know, kind of keep a lot of people fed and housed who might otherwise have not had that outcome.
Good.
But our staff, like I said, worked long and hard, and our volunteers. And now what remains to be seen is, as the long tail, if you will, of the economic impact, you know, continues over the next couple of years, that funding's going to dry up. People will move on to other issues. And that's what I think our biggest challenges are going to be.
Yeah, I would think that with the expiration of the supports against eviction, you're going to see a lot more of that.
Even in the face, or, you know, even with the moratoriums on evictions and the courts being closed during the height of the pandemic, we still, as I said, we had more than double the number of people we had to help with pay their rent last year. When the moratorium is over and the courts are operating at full steam, it really truly could be a crisis of people facing evictions.
Let's talk about how folks can help. And you've talked about the current need being much, much greater than it was. How can our listeners help?
So the need was insatiable before the pandemic, and it's only, you know, a greater need since this pandemic. So look, we're a not-for-profit. Every dollar that's given to us goes to help us run the organization and deliver the services and provide the financial assistance that I've been talking about. So, obviously, you know, we can always use another dollar or $1 million or anything in between as a financial contribution, but we also can use volunteer assistance. We have the need for people to help out in the pantry. You know, we get donated foods from food drives, et cetera. It needs to be sorted so that it can be equally distributed then, you know, in the proper mix of food for the clients who are coming in to get what we offer. There are groups that come in when there's not a COVID restriction, and we're about to welcome the first one back after the pandemic to serve a dinner to the clients at the shelters. So, at the family shelters, so with the women and children. So, you know, there's always opportunities for service if you're interested. You know, look, you know, give us a call.
Wonderful, wonderful. And that would be the phone number 410-235-4674.
That's correct.
Or the website.
Well, 285.
Oh, sorry. 285-4674. Mm-hmm. Or the website canconnects.org.
Yes.
Great. Let's talk a little bit about more about the programs that you have and how folks can access them. You mentioned, of course, that you have a food pantry and the homeless shelters. And how can folks access that?
Well, the pantry is located in the Dundalk area, not far from East Point Mall in the Colgate neighborhood. It's 7900 East Baltimore Street. It's at the end of a row of kind of a flexible warehouse type of strip of warehousey supply types of things, but that's kind of all the way at the end of that strip. We're open from 9 a.m. to 11:15 and 1 till 3:15 every day of the week, unless it's a holiday. And that's the pantry. The shelters, there is a central intake number for Baltimore County Department of Social Services, and I'm ashamed to tell you I don't have that number at hand, but I get it to you, Bill.
Yeah, and somebody can go on your website and check that out.
Yes, absolutely. And then the outreach offices for eviction prevention assistance and so forth, we have five of them scattered around the county, one right here, you know, co-located with the pantry in our main offices in Dundalk, one serving out of the Hillendale State Apartments right off the Lock Raven Boulevard, one in Randallstown, one in Essex, and one in Rosedale. And those numbers are also on our website. So you can call directly if you live in one of those areas, or actually serve the whole county.
Great. Do you have any restrictions in terms of who you can serve?
Well, there is a maximum, you know, income. You have to fit within the income guidelines, and each program has a different level. So I don't want to quote them on the air here, but call or look at the website for those details. The shelters, we pretty much, if somebody presents that they're homeless, you know, we intake them, and then, you know, if you need a place, you call that Central County number, and you'll, you know, hopefully get a place in one of the shelters. There are some restrictions and in terms of the eviction prevention and so forth, we are limited in our case to the, you have to be a Baltimore County resident.
If folks call, they don't know if they're in the county or not, you can give them a referral to somebody that can help them.
Yes, as I said at the outset, we're one of 17 of these community action agencies in the state of Maryland. We can certainly put you in touch with our sister agencies in the other jurisdictions.
Wonderful, wonderful. We're about out of time, Mitch. What would you add?
I guess I'd like just the community to know that we're not sitting still. We are expanding and renovating our pantry, and we're going to change from the model where a client comes in and gets handed a box filled by volunteers to one where they're going to be able to come in and choose their own food. It's called a customer choice pantry. So it'll resemble a grocery store, maybe the size of like a Royal Farms type of convenience store or something.
Wonderful.
We're about to break. A week ago, we had a ceremonial. We called it a wall breaking, and we're gonna, you know, start construction and have it done hopefully by the end of the year. So.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you. That's something that folks can go on the website and check out.
Absolutely.
But unfortunately, Mitch, that's all we have time for today. I would like to thank our guest, Mitch Posner, who's Executive Director of the Community Assistance Network, for being our guest today. Thank you, Mitch.
Thank you, Bill. It was a pleasure. I appreciate the opportunity.
Keep up your good work for all of us.
Thank you very much.
And for living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.